Have your say and be part of John McKenzie's morning. 1-300-872-911. 4CA.
Yeah, this is what it says on page one of the Cairns Post today. A lack of official warnings after multiple crocodile sightings around Cairns at the weekend has been labelled proof the state government is not taking these predators seriously enough. Brett Olds said it was difficult to believe there was no information readily available from the Environment Department after a 4-metre animal was spotted off Palm Cove on Saturday. Further south, it says a slightly smaller beast, what's that, slightly smaller than 4 metres, was pulled from a waterway near Mulgrave Mill. But again, nothing concerning the animal was immediately available on the department's Croc Watch website. Instead, the most recent sighting listed is from the 3rd of August, when a dead crocodile was reported in a drain at the airport, and a message at the top of the site said it was last updated on Thursday. Brett Olds said the lack of information was not good enough. He ain't kidding. Now, B9's with me in the studio. Brett, good morning.
Morning, mate. How you doing?
Could we travel back for a moment in time, only a tiny moment, to what's happened at Ellis Beach over the weekend? How much do we know about this sighting, a 4-metre animal?
I know 3 people that have seen it. I got some texts. I was at the pyramid, actually, for the race, working with the SES down there, and my phone started blowing up. Mm. Someone said they believe it was about 4.2 metre. I just gave them the 1300 number to call, so I haven't followed up to see if they have called through to report it as an unconfirmed sighting. But you see crocodiles swimming around the beaches all the time. This was around Nudie Beach, actually, just around Buchan Point. And those people down there in the skinny dip, and they got to watch out. But they, it's not uncommon for crocodiles to be swimming around the ocean, but I think this time of year is a little bit uncommon because it's usually the water temperature is cooler and they're not moving around as much.
Normally they're moving around when the temperatures start warming up. Is that what you're saying, late spring, early summer?
Yeah, that's right. Like kind of around November they'll start. You'll start seeing them really frequently at all the beaches. But it's my main concern is when they take up residence in a local estuary or creek, they need to be removed. And the EHP know for a fact, they've even seen them, that there's crocodiles in some of these creeks on the northern beaches. And they all they do is just put up a sign and she'll be right. Now, at Quarra Beach, just on Friday, I had an email from the Quarra Beach Resort, and they're concerned because Snappy, that's the name of the crocodile they've named him down there, because you see him at 5 o'clock pretty much every day, and locals are telling me. I've actually seen him myself as well in the past, but instead of going down there and catching him, they've gone down and put up another sign. But they've put this sign up. It's a permanent sign right in front of the car park. And it you see the sign before you see the playground, before you see the surf hut, and before you see the toilet. And it says estuarine crocodiles, Aktung, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then if you read it, it says do not go within 5 metres of the water's edge. Now, this is a patrol beach. This is a swimming beach, a tourist beach and a locals beach. And you've got a sign right there in front of
ridiculous.
A patrol hut saying don't go near 5 metres from the beach. So I just think there's some common sense lacking with some of the decisions being made by the state and the EHP. They've spent a lot of time and money to go down and put that sign there, and they've known for a couple of months. Why don't they go down and just catch this croc? They know where he lives.
I'm in disbelief. I mean, saying to people, stay 5 metres back. I mean, you've got hordes of people walking along that beachfront now. Even if a lot of people were prepared to observe the advice, there'd be some that either didn't see the sign, there's kids wandering to and fro, it's very, very hard to keep them 5 metres back from the waterfront. It's just like something from another planet. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. If the state wants to close the beaches, and they should come out and make a public statement and see what the backlash is, that sign should be probably 300 metres over to the left near Deep Creek, where you don't want to go near the estuaries. But if that's what they want, to close beaches, and come out and say it. I did speak with the croc catchers about this particular crocodile at Quarra Beach, and there's others. There's Palm Cove, they're at Clifton, and I'm sure they're at Machin's, and you heard about the one down there in Mulgrave that they actually caught, so I have to commend them on getting that one. But finally they got off their hands. But the guy told me it's really hard to catch these crocodiles. And I said, really? Oh, mate, I wish I could use that excuse every job I've had. If these guys were in the private sector and they just turned up and said, look, it's just really hard to do, so I didn't do my job today, sir, you'd be out of a bloody job if you worked for me, I'll tell you what.
Did he say why it was so hard?
Oh, but in the ocean, it's kind of hard because they're swimming around. You can't, unless you get out there and harpoon them, but which this snappy that comes right to the shore, I think he'd be quite easy to get. But we came up with a plan. I said, well, what can I do to help? And one of the things the council was going to do was remove the bollards so at low tide he could drive down on the beach and leave his croc cage there at low tide and then go back at high tide and push it up into the estuary. So I admit it's probably a difficult job, but that's what you're getting paid to do. And do you think they've gone down there and done any of the plan they told me they were going to do? No, it hasn't happened. Now, it's not good enough. I've talked to the ABC, I've talked to yourself, Cairns Post, Channel 7 Wind News over the last couple of months, and every single one of them, because they asked me what's EHP's stance on this. I obviously don't work for EHP. I'm with the local government here, Cairns Regional Council. And I said, I don't know. You have to find out from them. And they're like, we can't get anything out of them. They're so tight-lipped. They don't report to themselves, and they just self-regulate. And that's what's said in the paper. But it's finally good, because now the council's taken a stance behind this, and we've written them a letter. Other councils are coming on board as well. And now we're finally at least starting to hear back from them. I mean, I know they went on the defensive today, but that's better than nothing at all. So I think that's progress. But we just need to get down there and just do what the policy says. Do your job.
Well, we need to get action before we lose a life. It's as simple as that. I mean, seriously, this is really, really dangerous, what's happening up on the northern beaches.
Absolutely. It's not a game. It's life and death. I don't want to create hysteria, but if there's a human-crocodile interaction, it's not going to end well for the human. I mean, I don't want people out there panicked and they read the sign at Quarry Beach, say, I can't go in the water. There's a simple fix. The government's got money and they put it towards it to go and catch the crocodiles. And again, I'll come back to a point I made last week or the week before with you. There's a gentleman out there named Adrian Boyd that owns AAB Group who has thrown his put his hat in the ring and said, look, I'll put $1 million to match the state government. I'll put up to $1 million in to help remove these crocodiles from the far northern waters. And they still have not contacted him. And I asked him last week, had he contacted them? He's tried. And they're not answering the phone. They don't want to talk to him. I mean, how serious are you when someone's throwing $1 million at you? And from what he's saying, there's no strings attached. Here, if you put $1 million in, I'll put $1 million in, and let's go take care of this. You could fund years and years of a croc management program, but they don't want to talk to him.
Now, the member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, seems to be in denial of the extent of this risk. You've spoken to him since he spoke on this program, suggesting that we don't have enough evidence of the existence of this crocodile, Snappy or whatever. Has there been a change in attitude from Craig?
I'm not sure. When I spoke to him last time, he said, look, we'll have to work something out, but no plan was put in place. And I've emailed him on Saturday, as well as the Minister of Environment, Stephen Miles, specifically about why was this sign placed at a swimming beach right in front of a patrolled hut. And I hadn't heard back yet, so I don't know if he's changed his mind on what's going on. I mean, it can't be ignored. I mean, the crocodiles are everywhere, these unconfirmed sightings. I mean, they're only confirmed if someone from the HP sees them, and all they really seem to be doing is turning up and sticking a sign up there and saying, look, my job's done. I'll put a sign up.
God. Also in the coverage of this matter in the Cairns Post, it says here that a slightly smaller beast than 4 metres was pulled from a waterway near the Mulgrave Mill. This is in the southern part of the city, Gordon Vale. Again, nothing concerning this animal was available on the department's Croc Watch website. Now, the person who's been alerting us in recent times to the prevalence of these reptiles around Gordon Vale in the Mulgrave River, lower reaches, now the upper reaches, beyond Greenpatch, right up to Ross and Lock, and beyond is John Mondora, and I'm going to introduce him into this debate now. John, good morning.
How are you, John?
I'm well. Talk to me about your response to this news about the animal coming out of the waterway at the Mulgrave Mill.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. But before I talk about that, John, I just want to... I've been listening to Brett Owles there. I cannot believe these idiots that work for the government. They are public servants. They are being paid by the bloody public, and they want to put a sign up to tell a kid not to walk 5 metres away from the water. Mm. How do you stop a little kid wanting to paddle in the water? John, I must be getting too old. I just can't believe the crap that's going on. And now in the Mulgrave River, you know, everyone wants their kids to get out in the great outdoors to try and get them away from them damn computers and all the rest of it. So a lot of parents are buying their kids kayaks to paddle up and down the Mulgrave River. John, you know what a kayak looks like from underneath? So them big crocodiles, they don't like kayaks too much. And, John, it is getting out of hand. I know I'm an old fart now, but look, the late, great Steve Irwin, crocs rule. Truly. Rule what, John? Is it going to come to the stage in 20 years' time where the only way you can take your kid for a swim is in a public swimming pool with a 6-foot fence around it?
I've got to make a point here because we only have to go back, what, a couple of years, I suppose. At that stage, we had this structure whereby the contractors had been, their period had been extended. Well, I think it was only year by year, but still we had a feeling that they were doing enough. And suddenly in recent times, the perception is there that for whatever reason, they don't have enough time through the week at 20 hours or whatever, or they don't seem to be as enthusiastic. Have they been given different instructions from those they received under the previous government? I don't know, but there seems to be a lesser enthusiasm about addressing this ever-present danger to our lives, and particularly our children's lives. There seems to be a lesser determination to do the job than there was before. Would you agree, John?
Yes, I do. And, John, if there's a lesser enthusiasm, we'll get a body of guys who are much more enthusiastic. Mm. Get a couple of fishermen on along with these guys that catch the crocodiles, guys that know where the damn things hang out. And, you know, you see on TV, on every fishing program, a guy catches a barramundi and he holds it by the mouth and drags it up and down the creek till it gets its breath back. I had a marine biologist say to me yesterday, do those guys know what eventually is going to happen? You know, here's a big 4-metre crocodile underneath looking at a barramundi. He comes up and hey, John, someone loses their arm or loses their life. I nearly lost my hand in the Daly River in the Northern Territory trying to take a picture of a mongrel catfish when a bull shark come up and bit it off about 2 inches behind my fingers.
Mm.
And it's just getting to the stage, John, where parents are frightened to take their kids. For Christ's sake, every kid in Gordonville under the age of 90 learned to swim at the green patch. Mm. Don't see anybody swimming anymore. Ross and Locks, that's a long way up the river. I was talking to one of the local cane farmers. He's seen 3 crocodiles between there and the Little Mulgrave pub in the last couple of weeks. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I think it's time they did something, John.
That's a
We're
shocker.
Top of the food chain, not a bloody crocodile.
Yeah. Now, Brett Holds, the same question to you, if you don't mind. What's changed in attitude there with the people who've been given the responsibility of getting these things out of our waterways? What's changed in the last 18 months?
Oh, I think it's just a care factor. I don't know if it's coming from because of the change of government. I don't know if it's a political thing where maybe they're getting a lot of pressure from the Greens, who they seem to be tied up with, Labor Party. I don't know, because they won't talk to me. So everything I think of is just guesswork at the minute. And it's not just the Cairns Council that feels the way, you know, that not enough's being done. When I speak, it's my opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of the council, but I want to be clear that the council is supportive of that. You know, there's not enough being done by the state. And what amazed me last time I spoke to you as well, I said, is all the other councils in the far north.
Yeah.
You know, it's up in Cook, Douglas, or as far down as Mackay, and Palm Island, etc. They want to get on board too. They don't think enough's being done in their electorates. Mm. So I did talk to the General Manager of Parks and Leisure last week from the Regional Council, Brett Spencer, and he said that he'd received word back from EHP saying that they're open to this lobbying group that John just mentioned, which we're going to start a committee. Mm. And they said, you know, maybe we'll have your council have a delegate and maybe 3 or 4 others. And I said, I don't agree with that. I think we should open it up, and every council that lives on the coast in North Queensland should have the ability, if they want, to put a delegate on that committee, because what these decisions that are being made in Brisbane, for whatever reason, if it's a political reason or what, they're affecting us up here in the north and not just Cairns Council. That's obviously who I'm jealous for, and what we're fighting for is to represent the people here. But the truth is, the decisions they're making down there are affecting the whole North Queensland.
Yeah.
And they don't take it seriously, in my opinion.
I just want to take up this business, if you don't mind, John, just staying around for a moment too, with your committee, if you fundamentally get underway and can start advising, for example, the state government on basically how to, if you like, apply a level of danger for a particular area involving a particular crocodile of a certain size or whatever, and you called it a soft category or whatever. What was the term again?
I dubbed it like a soft zone one.
Yes.
Because right now you've got a zone one, zone two and zone three, and what's interesting is down there in the Mulgrave where this 3.4 or 3.5 metre croc was caught, that's only a zone three. So I'm glad they took it out. I'm wondering what their thought process behind that one was, because it's only a zone three. Was it aggressive towards a person? That's what it says a zone three should be. But we actually have up here, up north of the Mulgrave and north of the Trindy, inlet is proactive zone two. So they've already got 2 zone twos. They've got a proactive zone two and a zone two. So I'm suggesting, well, let's have a zone one and a soft zone one, which I explained before is it's still making man-made like fences and stuff to try and keep the crocodiles out.
Yeah.
But you're not guaranteeing 100% that it's a zone one, there's no crocodile could ever get in there because they can walk on land and stuff.
Right.
But you're doing everything in your power, and not everywhere, just in Freshwater Creek and at Lake Placid, to make sure those swimming holes are kept as crop-free as possible.
Yes.
You're just extra diligent there. So I've dubbed it as Soft Zone 1. I don't care what they call it, but I think they should be able to, somewhere in between a proactive Zone 2 and a Zone 1, they should have another little policy in there for areas like that, in my opinion. Again.
Well, you're starting to cut through because two of the councillors up in the Douglas Shire are embracing your concept as well. Let's go back to John Mondora for a moment. John, what's your view on these basic categories, if you like?
I think Brett's doing an excellent job, and I congratulate you, Brett. All I can say, old mate, is don't back away from these guys. I've had the green movement up to my... I've been a conservationist all my life, John. You know, I've let fish go. I was one of the first that ever let a bloody barramundi go. But these guys now, and this comes right back from where they're taught in university, and they come out of there all wild, and they get in the media, and guys like Brett don't even get a say. It's always the guy, oh, we've got to... It's Mother Nature. John, it might be Mother Nature, but how much Mother Nature do we need? I mean, there's damn crocodiles from one end of the Mulgrave River to the other, and the Russell, of course. And like Brett said, all the way up, and that stretches from populated area of the entire eastern seaboard of Queensland. You know, you're going to destroy the tourist industry? Because that's what you're going to do. I can't believe, you know... I know I'm getting old, but bloody hell, what is going on in this world where you can't find anything out about a crocodile? Like I said to you the other day, John, it's like a lion walking down the streets of Johannesburg, it'll be shot immediately or caught and taken back to where it should be. So, you know, but it appears these guys catching the crocodiles are a law upon themselves, and I think it's time that they learnt that they're public servants and people... expect them to do the job, or else if they can't do the job, get someone who can, John.
John Mondora and Brett Oles, thank you for your time on the program today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, John.
We're going to go to the national news now, and after the news, talk back 1-300-872-911.